Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Wednesday, my friends. This week and this month is going by fast, y'all. There is absolutely zero time to be wasting. It is time to be living, and here we are with a new opportunity to be alive and live this one life we have been given to live. Let's do it right. Let's get it started. Today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Love Made Him Do It. God is good. Wouldn't you agree? He is so good. And once you experience his goodness, you will feel an emptiness if you ever pull away from him again. If you feel empty, could it be because you've pulled away a little bit? Have you distanced yourself and stopped doing the things you once did that brought you closer to God? I believe we all go through these seasons in life where we just lose our way a little bit. We go chasing after the sparkling object. We get busy with this and distracted with that. And before we know it, we've fallen into a habit of doing life without God. And since God is good, you could say trying to do life without God, well, that sucks. It sucks the joy out of you, and it sucks the peace out of you. It sucks the contentment out of you. And you're left living in turmoil where the days are long and the patience is short and there's just not a whole lot of happiness in it all. And that is emptiness. That emptiness is felt as a result of that God-sized hole within you being unfilled. You're listening today because you have a relentless God who will stop at nothing in his pursuit of you. If you've pulled away, he misses you. God misses you. Through it all, he's been chasing you down recklessly. There is nowhere he won't go after you. There is nothing he won't do to reach you. He will sacrifice anything to get to you. And hasn't he already proven that? Remember, he sacrificed his one and only son so that you could be redeemed and not have to pay the price for your own sins. That's reckless in our eyes. That's love. Love makes you do crazy, unreasonable things. Y'all, I love my dog. My kids tease that Tank is my favorite child. And they're probably not wrong on most days. Our current home in Key Largo is on the canal. And in the backyard is a cement ledge which drops straight to the water. And the only way out of the water is up a ladder. There's no ramp or shore, just a ladder. And dogs don't climb ladders, which means for Tank, jumping in that deep water is not a good idea. But he did it yesterday. In a moment of frenzy, watching his daddy fish, he dove right in after the fish, and there was no way for him to get back out. But love makes you do crazy things. I dove in, and in a moment similar to the moms who have like superhuman strength to lift a car off their child in deep waters, I somehow hoisted his 130-pound butt above my head to get him back on the dock. The neighbors came running after hearing all the commotion and proceeded to tell me that there's an 11-foot crocodile who typically lives by our dock. And yep, I was flailing around in those waters because love made me do it. God's love for you makes him dive in head first for you too. His eye never leaves you. God has a laser focus on you, and there's simply nothing he won't do for you in his pursuit. There are no limits to his love for you. Even when we are so undeserving of this love, he lathers it on us. And Jesus tells us about God's reckless love in Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. He says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. To us, it seems reckless to leave behind the 99 to go looking for one. But this is exactly what God does for us. And don't get all jealous, because at some point or another, you, honey, you were the one he came looking for. The 99 have the safety of each other. The one separated and alone, that's the one in danger. And the great shepherd will pursue the one until it is found and then carry them home on his shoulders. I talk about this often because I've personally been through it. And I know of a lot of others that are going through it now. But do you have a child on the wrong path in life? Pray for them. Your prayers unleash God's relentless love on them. Stand in the gap for them and seek God on their behalf while they're hell-bent on screwing up their life. You think God doesn't hear your prayers for your child? Come on, Mama. There's nothing more powerful you can offer than your prayers. It's far more powerful than your pushing and your pulling or your preaching. It's their time to be the one. It is. It's their time to be the one. And God has an opportunity to prove his relentless love for them right now, and he will. He'll come carrying them back on his shoulders. Remember, you were once the one he had to come searching for. You were once the one who was living below their potential. You were once the one lost in the mess. You were once the one who had wandered away. And God has proven there is no mountain he won't climb. There is no wall he won't kick down. There is no shadow he won't light up coming after you. There is no limit to his love. Nothing he won't do. Nothing he can't do. No amount of times he won't try. I never left God. I met God when I was 15 years old, and I've never left him, but I sure put him on the back burner as I pursued success. He waited patiently for me, and then he came to rescue me when I failed. And I was the one. And you were once the one, and maybe you're taking another turn at being that one again. You've wandered away. Again, you've separated yourself from the very things you know keep you close to God. You've been under attack. The storms have been raging. Life got hard. And when you ran, maybe you ran in the wrong direction. Well, know this. God is in pursuit of you right now. And he's not giving up on you. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down and it fights till I'm found. He leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it and I don't deserve it. But still, he gave himself for me. Be overwhelmed by his love today. Overwhelmed by his never-ending love for you and overwhelmed by his reckless love for the ones you love. And maybe you recognize some of these words, the words of one of my favorite songs called Reckless Love by Corey Asbury. Maybe listen to it today. Know that at this moment, God is climbing mountains for you. He is kicking down walls for you. He is making a way where there has been no way. He is shining his light on those areas of darkness. He is showing you the answers in the middle of the confusion. He is preparing to carry you back on his shoulders and throw you a big celebration when you get there. Where is he taking you? Well, he's taking you back to the life you were created for. When we wander off, that's what we wander off from. We wander off from the life he envisioned for us. He He's taken you back to who you were always meant to be. And you may have wandered away a bit and gotten lost along the way. But there's an overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love in pursuit of you. Always. And love, it makes us do crazy things. And God's love for you, girl, you don't even understand. Oh, what he will do for you. Yes, you. He looks at you and says, her. That's the one. That's the one. And you may tell yourself a million different ways why you don't think you're worthy of it. But God still says he will come running for you. And his love will make him do crazy things for you. Oh, I hope you know that. Because I think once you get that deep down in your soul, understanding that you're the one he chooses, you're the one he loves, you're the one that he will do anything for to rescue you and save you and put you back on the path to living the life he created you for and take you back to the person he created you to be. Once you understand that, man, it changes your perspective on everything. Can I pray with you today? I would love to do that. Won't you join me right now? Let's pray together. Hey God, good morning. God, we're so grateful to receive the gift of today. And we pause right now and we just recognize that's exactly what today is. It may come with some less than favorable circumstances and a long list of things we feel like we have to do. But may we not forget, today is a gift from you. It's an opportunity to live the one life we have been given to live. So God, we thank you. And we receive today as a gift. We're grateful for it. God, we thank you for your reckless love. I thank you for all that you do for us on the daily because you love us. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for pursuing us. Thank you for coming after us. Thank you, God, that you just want to carry us on your shoulders and throw a party for us when we return. We don't have to run from you. You love us. And you have goodness for us. And you have good plans for us. And you just want to bring us back to the best plan for our lives. So God, we surrender. We say, come and get me. Thank you so much for never giving up on every single one of us. Your love is amazing. I thank you. God, I thank you for those you have brought to hear this today, and I pray that each one of us receive it as a personal message from you. That it's exactly what we need to live today well, to come closer to you. Lord, I lift up the families represented here to you. You know what they need, God. Would you provide for them exactly what is needed today? And Lord, would you protect our families? Thank you so much. You're so good to us. We're so grateful. In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, my friends, I love spending this time with you. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, if you are interested in joining me for a retreat, I want you to know I have spots available right now for the Big Life Houseboat Retreat. That's right. Big boat floating the entire retreat on Norris Lake in Tennessee. It is going to be amazing. I have spots available in all three of the groups right now for the houseboat retreat. So if you want the details, hey, reach out to me. Or I have a direct link that you could get the information. It's a little complicated. But listen up, here it is, biglifehq.com. So it's like Big Life Headquarters, biglifehq.com/retreat/summer. Got it? biglifehq.com/retreat/summer. You can check out all the details, the fun photos, the dates, the payment plan if you need one. and come join us. I would love to hang out with you. I would love for you to be like right with me while we host devotional live on the rooftop deck of the houseboat floating in a cove on Norris Lake. Hello! And then jump off into the water after the devotional, float on a huge unicorn, ride jet skis and paddleboard and cook lunch together on the grill. Hello, don't you want to do it? Yeah, it's time for some summertime fun together. So check it out. Grab your ticket. I would love to share it with you. Everybody have a beautiful day of life. I love you wildly. I'll meet you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.